First, let me wish a happy Independence Day to all those Americans who are just nice, normal folks like us and don't get caught up in all that 51st state nonsense. Second, as I look back on Canada Day, Tuesday, let me share a few obscure facts about this country that I must have forgotten, such as the fact that Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken fame lived the last 15 years of his life in Mississauga, Ontario. I saw a picture of him taken on a visit to Saskatoon in 1972. Canada features quite heavily in at least one James Bond novel, but you wouldn't know it by the movies. The character's creator, Ian Fleming, is on record as saying the closest thing to a real-life James Bond was a Canadian, William Stevenson, who headed up the covert British security organization during the Second World War. Canada has 30 national parks that are bigger than 30 countries. We have the longest total coastline in the world on three sides of the country, the Pacific, the Arctic, and Atlantic. We may be the world's second largest country, but Canada is 80% uninhabited. I never thought much about it, but A is an actual word. We use it quite a bit in everyday speech, as in nice day, eh? Instead of isn't it? I've joked about a difference between a Canadian and an American. An American will say, hey, how's it going? Well, a Canadian will say, how's it going, eh? And finally, for trivia lovers, in comparison to Americans, we Canadians consume 55% more KD, Kraft Dinner, Kraft Mac and Cheese, annually. For the record, I prefer homemade. That's Coffee Talk. I'm Vic Dubois.